It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
We start this episode not with one of our usual lovable characters, but with one of the most notorious criminal masterminds of the 20th century, feared crime boss Al Capone. The year is 1929. Capone is in the height of his infamy, and this is his private, posh, six-room suite at the Lexington Hotel in Chicago.
All right, you mugs, now listen up. I'm sick and tired of you guys always fouling up the plans I make. I send you guys out there to go see the guy who opened that new restaurant down on 4th, and what do? You beat the tar out of him and destroy his place.
Yeah, but boss, you told us to go over there and, welcome him to the neighborhood?
Exactly. Which means welcome him to the neighborhood. Buy him flowers, bring him a nice bundt cake, not walk in and smack him around for crying out loud.
Yeah, but boss, I don't...
With all your screw-ups, it's no wonder I'm getting this horrible reputation. Any more mistakes and I'm gonna wind up being public enemy number one. So just shut up and listen up, okay?
Okay, boss, we're listening.
Valentine's Day is coming up next Thursday, and I figured we could throw a little Valentine's Day party down at SMC Cottage Company for Bugs Moran and his gang. I want you to put on the Ritz. Cake, candy, little Valentine's Day cards, the whole nine yards.
I'm not too sure I understand.
What's not to understand? You get Moran and his gang to meet you there, and then you throw them a surprise Valentine's Day party they'll never forget. You know, you show them how much we care. And I want you to decorate the place real nice, too. I want red everywhere. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah, boss. We get what you mean. We'll go over there and paint the place red, all right.
Good. Now get out of here. I gotta take my bubble bath.
While these perilous plans are being made on the 4th floor of the Lexington Hotel, let's move to the basement, where the two evil villains, Dr. Steve and his assistant Fidget, are slithering down the cavernous corridors underneath the building.
Why, thank you, Fidget. The mold down here is really wreaking havoc with my sinuses. I just don't understand. It should be right here. Well, this is the place that's on the map. Oh, this place is like a labyrinth. It's so darn dark down here, I really should have brought a flashlight. Fidget, where are you? Fidget? Fidget? Fidget, now don't leave me alone down here. You know that I...
Right here!
Oh, okay, good. Now, I think we should... Ow! Fidget, stay out of my way. You know you should always be 10 steps behind.
I'll give you 10 steps behind you.
No, if I could see you, Fidget, you would so get it. Now help me up so we can keep looking.
Okay.
As these two villains stumble around and quarrel in the basement on their mysterious quest, let's check in with our heroes, Dr. Floyd, his protege Dr. Grant, and their faithful robot companion Chips, as they are coming out of their space and time jump right now, hot on the heels of Dr. Steve.
Golly, Dr. Floyd, we're in the same time period as Dr. Steve and Al Capone. Oh, having those two evildoers in one place sure gives me the willies.
I know, Dr. Grant, but remember, it's very important that we stop Dr. Steve.
What do you think Dr. Steve wants with Al Capone?
I have a sneaky suspicion that what he wants has nothing to do with Al Capone himself. It has to do with his vault.
Al Capone's vault? The one Geraldo opened? But it was empty. There was nothing in it but an old bottle and a license plate.
It was empty in 1986, but Capone had been dead for 39 years when Geraldo opened that vault. That's a long time for a vault to sit undisturbed.
I see what you're saying, Dr. Floyd, but Al Capone, he's one bad mother. I was just talking about Capone. Why should we help him? Shouldn't we try to prevent him from doing all the bad things we know he will do?
Dr. Grant, history is filled with sadness and tragedy. You take the good with the bad. It is our job to merely observe. Even if Dr. Steve made off with the money that Al later used to finance the St. Valentine's Day massacre, history would be changed and the results could be terrible.
I see, Dr. Floyd. But how are we going to stop Dr. Steve?
We're not going to stop him. We're going to let Al Capone stop him. We're going to tell him what Steve plans to do.
You don't mean...
That's right. We're going to have a sit-down with Al Capone.
A sit-down with Al Capone? Dr. Floyd is planning on having a face-to-face meeting with the most dangerous mobster of all time? Is he insane? Is he crazy? Has he finally lost his tiny little mind?
I heard that.
Tune in next week to the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd to find out.